Hello children, today I'll be starting with the next chapter from your computer textbook, which is presentation software. A presentation program or software is a package used to display information in the form of a slideshow. A presentation program or software is supposed to help both the speaker with an easier access to his or her ideas and the participants with visual information which complements the talk and the speaker. To make such a presentation, you need a software called Microsoft PowerPoint, which helps in creating such presentations. Thus, there are different components to this software, which is the title bar, which is located on the top of the PowerPoint window, which displays the name of the presentation and the name of the program. The ribbon, which lies just below the title bar. It contains many tabs, each of which contains commands arranged in groups. File tab. It is on the left side of the ribbon and has options for creating, saving, opening, and printing the presentation. Slide pane. It is located in the center of the window and it is the main work area of the PowerPoint. Navigation pane. It is located on the left side of the PowerPoint window. This displays the slide in the presentation and it has two tabs, the slides tab and the outline tab. The status bar. It is found at the bottom of the PowerPoint window and it displays the slide number and the total number of slides in the presentation. Thus, you can create a new presentation by adding a text and a picture to it to make it look more attractive to the viewer. You can also make the presentation into a slideshow where a series of slides are displayed on the computer screen one after the other automatically. You can also save the presentation for later viewing and once viewed, you can also close a presentation. A presentation which already exists can be edited by adding more slides to it and even text. A slide can be given a new layout with the help of the slide layout software. Once the presentation is over, the slide can be deleted from the delete slide option and we can exit from the PowerPoint by clicking on the file tab and then clicking on exit. So children, you need to go through this entire chapter thoroughly so as to answer the questions from the worksheets correctly. Thank you.